Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Utah Football Fans Podcast. We're so happy to be here, another episode. If you're first time joining us, my name's Bryn, here with Gary and James. And we're Utah fans, talking about Utah football.
And other stuff.
And other stuff, too, college football. But we're so happy to have
stuff.
You.
And other stuff.
And that's true. And other stuff, random, who knows what. We do want to thank our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics. Please look him up at thomasortho.com. And you're running out of time if you want to take advantage of his promo. You have till August 1st where you can get $500 off any treatment. So you've only got a couple weeks left to do that. So make sure you look him up. And when you mention the podcast, you get that $500 off and you get entered to win a $200 Red Zone gift card. So make sure you're doing that now. Make sure you're following us on all of our socials. Get subscribed. You know, interact with
stuff.
Us, all that stuff. I do need to address something really fast.
Oh, address it.
Because I got called out on social media for good reason. Our last episode, we had to give our compliments to all the other Pac-12 schools.
Yeah, that was painful, actually.
It was really painful, but I made a faux pas. I said that Colorado had won the Pac-12 before us, and I was wrong. Mm-hmm. They won the South before us.
True. Colorado's never won
you
the
see,
Pac-12.
See, we come clean.
They've never... And I misspoke. I meant the South. They've never won the Pac-12. We for sure won the Pac-12 before they have. It still bugs me that they won the South before us, though. But I misspoke. So thank you for pointing that out to me. There was a couple people that pointed that out.
Real fast. This is recorded, right? She just admitted it wrong. I've never in my life.
Hey, neither of you corrected me when I said it.
I knew it was wrong, but I didn't want to say anything.
I don't listen to you, so I wasn't paying attention. I knew it was so. I was just letting her rant and just over here in my head.
I apologize.
Well done.
If you're listening, though, let's go.
I've never said anything wrong.
Subscribe. So. Subscribe.
Yeah.
Come on. You need to subscribe and then go to our social sites.
You got to counteract some of the haters. All right.
We're taking a poll real fast. Should this be Gary's permanent persona? Sunglasses, yes. Sunglasses, no. I think yes. I think night games, yes. I think at Huntsman, when it's a basketball game, you're wearing those. You know, when
I wear my sunglasses.
So this goes out to Wild Ute. I think it's Wild Ute on Twitter.
I think you should do it.
He likes the shades. Now, if you've seen any of my shorts or reels, I've had shades on.
This is it.
You have had them on every time you've recorded one. Was that purposeful?
Not at the start, but now that now it is. It's, I think so. Here's a backstory, though. We're actually in a room with my shades on. Yep. So when I was living in Oakland many years ago, went to the barber we used to go to, and he was always wearing shades.
That's pretty cool, though.
Inside.
Yeah. It takes now, a really confident
okay,
man.
Okay, but then I said, hey, why are you wearing sunglasses inside? And he goes, when you're cool, the sun shines all the time.
That guy sounds amazing.
Okay, he was cool. He sounds and there cool. you go. So all you cool people, you can wear shades inside because that's the reason.
Wow.
So yeah, I'll probably keep them going.
All right, that's it. That's the
new
thing.
You're just going to wear them yeah. all the time.
It, but you got to wear these at the same time, though, sometimes. So yeah, that's going to be the downside.
What happens when you have to read your papers?
Okay, I'm all right for it.
Okay, but there you go.
Oh, that's
all right, we're going to make a poll, though, and you have to abide by the poll
results. I'll be wearing them, man.
Okay. He's going to wear them.
No, I mean like all the time.
It's his new thing now.
Okay. Where are we at?
Where are we starting?
Okay, here's something.
7 weeks away. Here's that's the biggest
That's
here.
Exciting. Oh my God. It's coming than. Fast.
Yeah.
Wow. It's coming fast. I'm excited. Maybe you saw this on Twitter. I think it was on Twitter. We were making comments, one of us, I can't remember who it was. And the guy, I'm not going to name names, but made the comment that we should, because we were talking about the Florida game and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he said, well, he thinks that we shouldn't worry so much about other teams, that we should play our rival more and not worry about teams like Florida. And that we should be focusing on our so-called in-state rival,
Utah State.
Yeah, Utah State.
Okay.
Weber.
Colorado.
I thought it was insane, man.
No, that's insane.
Bag the
SEC.
The so-called no. Bag the in-state stuff. Give me Florida.
Give me Michigan.
Every year, give me yeah. anybody in the SEC.
Anybody.
I mean, I don't understand that.
No, personally. I don't understand that either. I get like wanting to play, that's fine. But when you get the opportunity to play Florida, or when we did the same thing with Michigan, if you gave me the opportunity to play Penn State instead, yeah, sign me up for that.
Maybe that school that shall not be named, they're going to maybe get their own identity in the next couple years, and they'll leave this whole little thing alone because it's stupid.
This was a Ute.
Oh.
This was a Ute that was more worried about our in-state stuff.
No.
Than teams like Florida. I thought,
it's Florida.
Come on, man.
You get to bring the Gators to Rice-Eccles Stadium. Just
every year. I'd like this year, I'd every year give me Florida or somebody SEC.
And we've talked Baylor. About it. This is Florida's first time playing.
That, it's cool.
West of like, the Mississippi, and their history.
Right.
Since like 1944 or something.
Why wouldn't you want to do that? That's so cool.
It is cool.
Okay.
Didn't like it. No, okay. No.
Okay, so you're wrong. Keep going.
No,
here we
no,
go.
No, 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 no.
The other thing, it was, I don't know if it was Twitter or Instagram, or, you know, so much stuff. But the guy was, I think he was trying to compliment us. He made the poll of what podcasts. Oh, and yeah. He was talking about us. He goes, we shoot from the hip a lot, which most of the time is good.
That's all I do. I don't prep for this at all.
Most of the time, I think 100%. It's good all the time.
Full disclosure, I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen today because it's just from the hip, baby.
It's from the hip.
It just shows up here.
Looking pretty.
No preparation whatsoever.
Just a wealth of knowledge. No, that's not true. And sarcasm.
You guys think there's more prep than you think.
Yes,
you think about stuff, but we just
make it look so effortless.
But that's the same guy that called Bryn out too for messing up the Colorado.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, well, was it?
I appreciated that because I was wrong.
Yeah, well, we corrected it. Okay. Let's do this. Just start this off. This is recent. I think it was just today from Josh Pate. He gave some bold predictions.
Bold.
Now, when he talks about bold predictions, let me give you an example. If you were to say, for instance, Ohio State, let me change it up. If Alabama is going to play Vanderbilt, and you say Alabama's going to slaughter Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. No, back that up. That Alabama was going to slaughter Vanderbilt. That is not a bold prediction.
No.
So that's like a zero.
Okay.
So if you, for instance, one of his bold predictions, which we won't listen to, it was, would it be TCU and Georgia back into the final, back-to-back years?
Oh.
As a, someone said, as they're predicting that. And he was saying, well, yeah, that's a bold prediction.
Yeah,
okay,
really
so
bold.
The higher, and he gave it a 10 because it's so out there.
TCU's not making the
so play. The higher the number doesn't mean that it's, the odds are that it's going to happen. It's actually showing that odds are it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's an out there
prediction. So you got to keep that in mind when you listen to what he's saying. So this is Josh Pate.
Bold prediction time. What are you thinking about this year? What are you predicting this year? Do you guys actually believe some of this stuff? Because I'm telling you, we've got our first 10 on the bold prediction 1 to 10 scale tonight, and I got two more of them rated 9 or higher. Wow. I'm not calling you a liar, but I am at the very least questioning whether you guys believe this. Okay, first bold prediction. Florida beats Utah again. This is acceptable. All right, they're going to play in Salt Lake City. It is a Thursday night game in week one. Florida is a 9.5-point underdog right now. Last year, this was a classic
take
down in
over.
Gainesville.
Looked
Brandon. Like Utah had it, and then they didn't, because that's how college football works.
And
Utah loses 29-26.
Yeah.
Cam Rising, who on one hand produces this show, but in a much more real sense, is the starting quarterback for Utah. You guys want to know what producer Jesse looks like. You want to know if he's real or not. You don't
like
need to have a picture of him. Just look at Cam Rising's picture.
Oh.
Indistinguishable. Identical twins, Cam Rising and producer Jesse. So Cam Rising, health-wise, is he going to be good to go in week one? Because that'll go a long way in deciding this one. And then Graham Mertz, we don't think there's any injury concern with him. I just have no clue what caliber quarterback he's going to be. What should I expect? I expect Florida to have a really, really good ground game, and they need it. Because if they're going to duplicate last year's result, if they're pulling the upset here, it sure would help to have 283 on the ground. A lot of that was Anthony Richardson last year. You get me the yards however you get them. You're popping off about 6 or 7 yards per carry against Utah on the road. You've quieted a crowd, and you've given yourself a shot to win it in the fourth quarter. However, because of the 9.5-point spread on this game, Florida beating Utah is an 8. Yeah, just an 8. I'm not going to go 8.25. It's an 8 on the boldness scale.
Okay.
I don't think it's the craziest thing in the world. And one of our Florida viewers sent me a very long email the other day. Early July. It's why I love you guys. Where he spelled out all the reasons Florida's going to win this game.
Brendan, was that you?
Is that Brendan?
I guarantee that's Brendan.
Brendan, is that you?
Brendan, please.
It was
you.
Brendan, you got it.
That was you.
DM us. Email us. I guarantee that
I
was
hope
Brendan.
It was. Your emails are my favorite thing to get.
If it wasn't you, then there's another one of you out there.
So those who don't know, Brendan is our Florida SEC friend.
Expert.
Expert.
Expert. That sends us all sorts of data, correcting us or trying to correct us.
Here's what Brendan will do. I'll say something stupid, and somebody on Twitter will be like, you're an idiot. And then Brendan will put data points together to prove why I'm an idiot. And it's like a 7-page email of why I'm an idiot. So he gets the award for most impressive.
Oh, I hope that was you that emailed it.
It wouldn't surprise me.
That's so funny.
I hope it is. That's fantastic.
That's funny. I had to laugh. It has to be, man.
Okay, but on a more impressive note, Utah is a 9.5-point favorite.
That's wild.
Over the University of Florida. Utah is a 9.5-point favorite over Florida.
It's July. We get that. It's middle of July right now, but
that's amazing.
Bold prediction. It's a bold prediction say they're going to win.
Say Florida's going to win.
Yeah, it's absolutely they can come and do it, but
oh, no question.
Utah's favored.
I'm just like what he said. The unknown of their quarterback is just who knows? And so that's going to be really dang. Gosh, dang it, it's still 6.5 weeks away.
Okay, let's tell me what you think about this. Okay, and he referred to it, is that so Cam Rising was on the radio the other day, and he says he's on schedule to start. Okay.
Yeah.
But I think here's the realism still. Even if he starts, he's not going to be running.
Correct.
Like he used to.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, he made tons of huge plays at critical times because of his running ability.
Yeah.
I mean, we won a lot of games because he had the ability to run at times and just make massive plays. At least for a while, that's probably not going to be a part of it. So what it's going to come down to is he going to be able to Well, two things. Can he stand in the pocket and deliver the ball? And our running game is going to have to be good.
Yeah.
That's my take on it. So I predict he starts. He'll be back. But the full cam that we're used to, all those runs, that's going to be different. That's a factor.
I mean, most notably, when I think of it's, I mean, think about the USC game the first time last year, the two-point conversion, the play breaks down.
It was all cam.
And he then makes a move and runs into the end zone, you know. So, yeah, you're exactly right. I still think that he'll have a level of mobility. He's going to have to. But, yeah, can he sit back there? And then can we take some of the pressure off of him with our running game? I think our running game is going to be improved this year over last year, which is pretty impressive. But, yeah, I think you're exactly right.
Got any on that?
There's actually
a
video.
No, I mean, we'll talk so much about Florida as it gets closer. Yeah. But that's an interesting
thought. There's a video of Cam throwing. I don't know if you've seen it.
He's at
a camp. He's throwing the ball, and he's got a massive brace on.
Yeah, I mean.
You're going to have it. I don't know. If you've never played sports before, maybe you don't know. But, yeah, he's going to have a brace. But the fact that he's out throwing the ball around, and
he'll likely have a brace.
He'll have a brace during the
whole season. Yeah.
Yeah. Even if it's 100% healthy,
he'll still wear it.
He'll very likely still have a brace on his knee, just precautionary. Yeah. So get used to seeing it.
All right. The Bible of college football.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Phil Steele.
Just because Phil says it.
That's Twitter these days.
I am Twitter.
So
who's Phil Steele? I've never heard of him.
Where's my glasses?
My grandpa put together an algorithm that says
your papers, your stack of papers. Yeah, you need your glasses. That is very small.
I'm gonna wear these. I'm gonna tough it out. Oh, okay, God. So Phil Steele.
Small print.
There's a lot of projections. Okay, but he gives his power rankings, his prediction for the year 2023, his power rankings, and he has
Georgia 1.
Ooh, Georgia, bold
that's
prediction.
That's a 10.
Okay, but here, it's interesting because he has Georgia, Ohio State.
He has Ohio State 2?
As his power rankings, Michigan, Alabama, Penn State.
Alabama.
Penn State.
Clemson, Florida State, like Texas. You. USC at 9. Utah at 10.
Ooh.
Wait, Oregon is at 15.
Okay.
Washington at 17. Oregon State is 19. UCLA at 24. So Utah at 10.
Wow. So one behind.
In his power rankings.
Let me see this.
Wow. But he has Ohio State second and Michigan third and Alabama fourth.
He has other polls and other rankings for different reasons, but if you just, you know, look it up yourself. But as far as his power rankings go, he's putting Utah.
Interesting.
At.
Wow.
At
10. I think that's right. I think that's right. Coming off of back-to-back championship years, and your starting quarterback is returning.
We're returning a ton of dudes.
We haven't changed our offensive coordinator, our defensive coordinator. We haven't changed our head coach. Our quarterback is coming back. Our defense, everything's lining up to be better. It makes sense. Now, the elevation of the conference, that's where I think it's going to be tricky. But, yeah, Utah 10, absolutely.
Interesting.
Conference, he ranked conferences. I was talking to you the other day.
Yeah, you did your short on it.
Oh, yeah, I did a short on it. If you haven't seen it, look it up.
Cool Gary did his short on it.
Cool Gary.
That's
that's his new
nickname. It's like Prison Mike, but he's Cool Gary.
All right.
Cool Gary. Just the sunglass emoji, that's just what he is.
So,
I'm tweeting
Phil
that right
Steele.
Now.
He ranked the conferences this year, 2023 power conferences. No, yeah. the way he did it, it was the strongest conferences in 2023. And number one, SEC. Okay. Number two, Big Ten.
Yeah.
Absolutely no argument with that. It's the way it is. Number three, Pac-12.
I have no argument with that.
I think what was it, number four was the ACC?
ACC 4, Big 12
5. So I just think this is a big year for the Pac-12.
Well, yeah.
They're going to be good.
When almost every list ranking quarterbacks comes out and there's four or five guys from the Pac-12 out of the top 10 quarterbacks for the year, I'd say you got to rank the Pac-12 high.
A lot of talent.
Yeah.
What did you go back and do?
Okay, so Pac-12 Media Day is coming up.
Yeah, yeah. When is that, Friday?
Friday the 21st. So in the next few days, the Pac-12 preseason media poll is going to come out. So it's like 30 to 35 members of the media that cover the Pac-12. That's who gets to vote in those. So that's going to come out in the next few days. No one is going to be shocked that, of course, USC is going to be voted number one.
No.
Yes, they are.
No, I'm saying no one's going to be shocked.
No, no, yeah. They should be.
No,
should
no
be.
One's going to be shocked.
They should be.
So I was curious, though.
But should they be?
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, should they be?
I was curious. I wanted to know, so I went back in the Pac-12 area.
Era.
Since the Pac-12 started, I wanted to see who the preseason media picked to win and how many times they got it right.
I like this.
Okay, so here we
go. Hold on. I'm going to say, how many were there? 12?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll say this again. Okay, what did you do?
So she's saying
they picked.
They picked 12. This team and who actually won it. So the media, experts. Picks,
this is the media pick.
This is the Pac-12 media. So it's like 35 people.
Out of 12, I'm going to say 3.
That they got it right.
Got it right. 3.
At preseason to who won it.
I flipped her off. I was holding this.
3?
3.
You think 3 out of 12? How many do you think out of 12 that they got right?
It probably got like 2 right.
Yeah, I'm going low.
Okay. Here we go. So starting 2011, they picked Oregon to win. And Oregon did win. Now, let me preface this because I know all you USC fans are going to say, well, we should have been in the championship.
Oh, but you weren't.
Well, no. They did win the South technically, but because you broke a bunch of rules in the early 2000s, you couldn't qualify.
That's the rules.
So it was UCLA against Oregon that year in the championship, and Oregon won. So there's
that was 12 years ago?
So there's one that they got right.
Okay, there's one.
2012, they picked USC to win. Stanford won.
Mm. Wow.
2013, they picked Oregon to win. Stanford won. Mm. There's Stanford's back-to-backs. 2014.
I miss Stanford being good.
I know. It's been a while. It's been since then. 2014, they picked Oregon to win. Oregon won. So there you go. You're at 2.
All right.
2015, they picked USC. Stanford won. So Stanford, you won 3.
People forget how good Stanford was, by the way.
Wow. Stanford took all of USC's trophies.
Right.
They were good.
You do forget that Stanford was this good.
Oh, they were great. They were a good team.
Well, that was the Andrew Luck era.
Yeah, they have.
They've fallen so far, but man, they were beating everyone.
They won 3 out of 4 of the Pac-12.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, where were we? 2016, they picked Stanford to win. Washington won that year. 2017, they picked USC and USC won. So you're at 3.
3 so far. Mm. Okay, here we go.
2018, they picked Washington to win and Washington won. That was against Utah. So you guys are both wrong.
That was painful.
There's 4. That was painful. 2019, they picked Utah and Oregon won.
Yuck.
That hurts too. All right. 2020.
Doesn't count. It's COVID.
I know. It's like 20.
Doesn't count.
You know.
Skip it.
Because they picked Oregon, but Oregon won. But Oregon, you shouldn't have been there.
Oregon
wasn't
even. They didn't even qualify. It's a wash. Cut it out.
Cutting that one.
I mean, those games were irrelevant.
Okay. That year.
Okay. 2021, they picked Oregon to win. And who won?
Me.
That's right.
Utah. Woo woo. 2022, they picked Utah. And who won?
Of course.
Utah.
So they got 5 out of
5.
That's way more than I
expected. Out of 11?
5 out of 11 because we're not counting 2020.
Okay, that's more than
I
expected.
It's better than I thought, but
okay, but
that proves to you, though.
These experts.
Right. So 5 out of 12 or 5 out of 11. So a little less than 50%.
Okay.
So they're going to pick USC. USC is going to be ranked number one when the preseason polls come out. And yeah. However, looking through this, USC has not been dominant in the Pac-12 era. Their dominance. Now, you look before this, they won 6 years in a row in the Pac-10. And that was the era of when they won their national championships back-to-back. 2003, 2004. But that's 20 years ago.
I was going to say that was 15 to 20 years ago.
So
I wasn't even born.
Wow, you look really old for your age then.
It's true.
I don't know. It's just interesting because the way everyone
kisses
loves
up
loves on USC, and I get it, but it's been 20 years since you've been that dominant. But they still get all the love.
How many times has USC won the Pac-12?
Just once.
What year was that?
2017.
Wow, so it's 5 years since they won it.
Right. It's just interesting. It's interesting because they were good. So
I think Oregon's won it more than anybody in the
Stanford's won it three times. Oregon is three. So Stanford and Oregon are tied.
Oregon's three asterisk.
No. Oregon is three.
So they may have had.
Because 2011, 2014, and 2019.
So they do have three.
And Stanford has three. But USC only has one. And I get it. Okay, USC, yeah, you were dealing with your sanctions and all your stuff at the beginning of the Pac-12. But you've still had.
You still hired Clay Helton.
Yeah, you've had a lot of years. And you have not dominated the Pac-12 like the media and everyone would have you believe. It's interesting.
It is interesting.
Don't come at me. That's all facts.
But the point is.
I wrote it down like Gary does.
Yeah. People made fun of me on
your paper.
It's on paper.
Okay, but here's the thing that really stands out to me. UCLA, Arizona State, Washington State, Cal. Colorado.
They've never won.
They've never won it. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of those teams haven't even been to the championship game, much less won it.
And look, you can go back. If you are looking at Pac-10 and all that stuff, I didn't go that far back. I didn't want to go that far back, but I wanted just Pac-12 era. So,
wow,
it's interesting.
That's cool.
That is interesting. So,
we'll see.
Okay, they're gonna make some decisions or some choices, but hey, they're less than 50% accurate. It's just impossible.
It's gonna go.
There's too many factors.
If I'm making a prediction, it's gonna go USC 1. Oregon 2, Utah 3. That's what I think it's going to be.
I was going to say Washington 2.
No. I think that
that's what all the national media is doing. Yeah,
but
they're putting Washington second.
I think they're going to give a lot of respect to Oregon, and rightfully so. I just think that that's going to be the order. And we've talked about this before. Any of those top four teams are interchangeable on polls. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting.
We'll talk about it afterwards. So
yeah, we'll have a lot to say about Media Day
is in a week. And. Days. Have to come back and talk about it, but
we'll tell you what's real, what's true.
All right, here. So, I put out that short on the Pac-12 media deal. What I think, I'm interested in what you guys think about that. Reality is, we don't know anything right now. But I'll just sort of reiterate what I said is that there's been radio silence when it comes to the schools and the league.
For a long time.
Not much being said. And to me, that I don't know, is an indication something's going on.
Do you think it's a good thing that there's been
radio silence?
I think
it's a good thing.
I agree.
I guess let me say this. First of all, I think we're going to get a good deal. Something good is going to come out of it. I think it's going to be positive. As I said, it's not going to be SEC Big Ten.
Money.
No. It's not that, but...
Yeah.
I think we're going to get a good deal. I'm optimistic about it. Now, just from the Utah perspective, presidents of the universities have a lot of influence in this stuff.
Oh, huge.
Okay, so Utah's president, Taylor Randall, was the dean of the School of Business. Before that, he had been a professor of accounting in the School of Business. So the guy knows... business, and if you know anything about him, he's very savvy with that.
Yeah.
So his involvement in this, I can't help believe, but it'll be a major influence. I just think, maybe I'm optimistic, but I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised when all is said and done. That's just my feeling that I get with it all.
I am with you. I think it's going to be a good deal. What that means, I don't know. I think it's going to be good for the conference. It is concerning to see all the stuff going on with ESPN, especially just kind of the downfall of ESPN. And there's even more, they did all their layoffs a couple weeks. I mean, they've been doing layoffs for other stuff. Months. And you're now hearing
they're going to dump some of the stock and equity and
And cutting ties with Disney, possibly things like this. And so ESPN's in a very precarious spot where it's just very unknown. And it is kind of sad for me to see because I thought ESPN was just the glory days of it were so cool. But even if the Pac-12 does do a deal with ESPN, I would hope that it's going to elevate both of us.
I don't know. I think it's going to be good. And it probably will be the standard platforms, you know, the major channels, ESPN, to some degree, Fox. I don't know. But I honestly think there's going to be let's look at it. The wave of the future is like Amazon, Apple.
Streaming
platforms. Yeah. I think even other schools want to get in on that. I think that's going to be a major part of it somehow. Right. I don't know how exactly.
Well, it will be because...
It's going to be involved in it.
What's his name? How do you say his name? Klyavkov. He was a big wig at Hulu.
Yeah.
So he has a lot of experience streaming. So I do think there's going to be a streaming element.
I hope so.
No matter what.
I hope so. You look at what MLS, Major League Soccer, they have a deal with Apple TV.
Yeah.
That's how you watch their games. And I hope that that's the case. I think that would be fantastic because it's...
Wave of the future.
Exactly. You'd be setting the tone and the precedent. You'd be the first one in on that level. I still think that there's going to be a level of exactly what you said. ESPN, Fox Sports, whatever that looks like. But yeah, a deal's going to get done. It's going to be in the world of the Big 12. And bring me Amazon.
It's going to be better.
Bring me Amazon Prime. Give me... Prime does an incredible job when they do the NFL games on Thursday night. They do a great job. Give me that for the Pac-12. That'd be amazing. I log into my Prime and watch it. Yep. Awesome. Let's
it
do
won't
it.
Surprise me if
No. I think
Pac-12 is better than the Big 12.
Oh, look what you just did. You just opened up.
Can I just say this?
You opened up the haters.
The trash talk on...
Okay, I don't care about some disagreement. Just the irrational guys.
I know. Big Conference? 12. What trash talk?
I'm not trashing them. I'm just thinking...
Because every single deal that gets done, it's their deal was for $8 million. A couple years go by, and our deal's for $12 million. That's just how it works.
It's weird.
This, like, our this competition is better than your competition.
Well, we just quoted Power Strong.
Okay, on the field, yeah. But our media deal is better than yours? Okay, shut up. Who gives a crap?
Well, it matters.
Does that money? Okay. I'm going to throw a random school.
Oh, look what happened. No. I riled him up.
I'm going to throw a random school. This is just Kansas State fans. Nothing against you
What
personally.
Are we doing?
I'm just throwing a random school. Okay, random Big 12 school. Let's say that your media deal is $1 million more than the Pac-12s. Does that money go into your pocket, random school fan? No, it doesn't affect your life whatsoever.
Yeah, they get more money.
The school gets more revenue.
The league gets more money to the schools.
Does it? Okay, as a fan, do you?
No, but it's that it helps recruiting facilities.
Does it, if you're still ranked fifth on the list?
Oh my gosh.
Does it? I just think
yes, it does. The money matters. Look what Utah's been able to do with Pac-12 money.
I understand that, but you're missing the point.
Probably.
You're missing the point.
No, I know what you're saying. I'm just saying.
Okay, move on. No more Big 12.
I care about what the teams on the field are going to do. I understand. Money is king. Fine. I understand. The Pac-12 is going to get a fine deal with plenty of zeros behind it, and you're going to be able to see their games. Okay?
I'm tired of being patient, though. I really am.
But here's the thing. We had a year.
It's going to be okay.
We had plenty of time. So when they started doing these negotiations and everyone was freaking out, there was no, like, this has to be done by July 15th. No, we actually have until next year's to get this done.
They have been, you know, a lot of people have been saying the deadline's got to be the media day. I mean, maybe they say something, but maybe not, but
why?
There isn't. Yeah,
but I don't know all the details, but I've read or heard, I can't remember now what it was, but with what's already been said with the changing landscape with ESPN and so forth, there's some different angles that may come into play that would benefit the Pac-12 to wait. Mm-hmm. I wish I had the details. I know that's vague, but there's a lot of parts moving, so we don't have to panic.
You're right. ESPN's, they need to steady their own ship.
So let me ask you this. You brought it up on Twitter. Or was it you? No, it was you. You with one of your reels about ESPN is garbage now.
Yeah.
They are. You're firing your best people.
Because they make the most money. Look who they fired.
I know.
Because they needed to save money.
Because the revenue,
because the channel's gone to trash.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Okay, you've lost viewership. People don't want to watch your channel anymore. So then you're getting rid of the people who actually are the best reporters.
But are they?
The people they fired.
Yeah. I like, what's it, Pollock on Game Day?
Pollock they fired. Yeah, they got rid of Steve Young from the NFL. They got rid of a lot of name brand people that it's like they were making
Susie, they got rid of Susie.
Culver.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, they got rid of some of the big names. I get that they're the ones that make the money, but...
But they're also the ones that bring the viewers in.
They're the ones that bring the viewers in. They've gotten rid of the low levels also.
Can we get rid of Booger McFarlane, though? Can we do that, please?
Okay, for whatever the reason, the point is...
It's not
just
same.
That they're getting rid of the people.
I know. Yes,
what I am trying to say is, okay, here's my experience. The only time I ever watch ESPN is if there's a game, a football game, that I want to watch.
Yeah.
Okay? A live game, so sometimes I'll listen to the pregame and maybe the postgame, stuff like that. Maybe when they do college preview, NFL, that kind of stuff. NHL stuff. But I do not watch any of their personalities, their talk shows.
No.
I'm not interested in what they emphasize, what they talk about. I'm not talking politics here, but they've entered the political arena. I don't like politics and sports. I just want sports. I don't need an agenda. And the bottom line is there is an agenda over there.
Oh, no question.
And so I don't watch any of these people because there's thousands of other platforms I can go listen to and watch that are as smart or smarter than those people.
Well, that's my point is like you used to go home and watch SportsCenter. Oh,
how I started my day.
I loved watching SportsCenter. Every night you'd watch SportsCenter. And I get that now it's a totally different animal with social media, streaming. But ESPN has not adapted to that at all. They've tried to like keep it, but then they've focused on so many other things besides sports. And they've lost it. Look at their company's failing. They've lost the viewer.
Well, and the people that they've hired, if you go onto SportsCenter, I don't know who they are. And then you're going, this is who they've decided to hire?
Isn't Van Pelt?
Van Pelt's still there. But yeah, I would start my day. Mm-hmm.
Not anymore, man.
Not anymore. I couldn't tell you the last time I watched SportsCenter.
And you're done with him.
The only time I ever turn on ESPN is I go, oh, there's a game on today I want to watch on ESPN. The second the game's over, it's off.
It's too bad.
I'll go listen to Joel Klatt any day.
Yes, I just go to my own guys.
Yeah. And I think that, but you're right. That's how everybody is doing, and they have failed to pivot.
Yeah, they're not.
They haven't adapted.
I think they're going to try.
Yeah, but
it is going to happen. Not with the overseers of Disney and ESPN pretty much telling the personalities kind of where they can go. So it's filtered through a certain vision that they want promoted.
Well,
I don't want to hear that kind of stuff, so I'll go to people who are unfiltered.
I want to
come from every angle.
Let's just
talk about sports.
Give me some sports. I don't need this other stuff.
I just want to know.
Give me sports.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's pivot. Is it okay, Bryn?
Oh.
We're going to pivot to Fox Sports and Cow Turd.
Cow Turd.
Did you watch that?
Oh, yeah.
Explain it.
I don't know what she's talking about. Did you not see this?
It's on Facebook. Who put it on our... We need to shout out who put it on our Facebook.
JD Thompson.
He posted this video of Cow Turd on our
Facebook. Calling Cow Turd.
Just play it, and then we're
going to... Well, I don't have... The whole thing, it's long. Oh, I don't have it queued
Okay. Then you just want me to explain it. Okay. He's talking about Caleb, of course.
Oh.
And he's saying that Caleb Williams, there's only been like three dudes in Colin Cowherd's entire career that he felt like were better than all the dudes in the NFL while they're still in college. Who did he name? He said Mahomes.
He never even talked about Mahomes when Mahomes was in college.
Was it Luck or was it Manning?
Luck.
Luck. And now Caleb Williams. He's saying that he thinks Caleb Williams is better than everyone who's in the NFL right now. But
75%.
75%. Okay. The worst take.
Okay, this is the point of
that I've ever heard from anyone. And this is how you know that Colin Cowherd is the biggest USC homer that there is. As he said that Caleb Williams is not narcissistic. He's like, he's just really good quarterback. He's not narcissistic or egotistical at all. Utah fans.
Yeah, he said he's, and I think this is the direct quote at the kind of toward the end. He's confident, but not narcissistic. Bullcrap.
We literally watched the dude's head get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger last year. Perfect example. The beginning of the season when Caleb painted his fingernails. It was all for like good causes, raise awareness for all of these things, which are awesome. By the end of the season, what was it? F UCLA, F Utah. That's what was on his fingernails. We also saw after the season, all of his comments were, well, if I hadn't been injured, we would have won that game. If I...
But that's confidence.
Oh, that's just confidence. That's not ego. Cow turd. My gosh. That's the worst take. You can't argue that Caleb's not talented. You can't argue
that. Yeah, that's not what we're saying.
You cannot argue that. But to say the dude doesn't have a giant ego, that's the worst thing I've ever heard. Worst take I've ever heard.
He made the comment that he ran into Caleb somewhere.
And he was at the food kitchen. That's what it was.
And Caleb comes up. Yeah, when he was walking the runway and Cowherd was on the front row. No, he came wherever it was.
Wherever he ran into him.
Williams came up to Cowherd and said, I'm not as good as you think I am.
He didn't say that. That is the most made up story in the history of made up stories. That did not happen. Who walks up to someone and goes, I'm not as good as you think that I am? Bull crap.
He said Baker Mayfield will never say that. What's that loser that played for Oklahoma? Was it Oklahoma? Manziel.
Oh, no. He was A&M.
A&M.
Johnny Football?
Yeah, Johnny Football was never that way.
Didn't happen, so it doesn't
matter. Kyler Murray would never be that.
You can make up whatever story you want there, cow turd, but that it didn't happen.
It's just...
Here's a question, though. I do have this. This is a legitimate question. If Caleb Williams was not playing at USC and didn't have... Every wide receiver is a five-star... I mean, USC is notorious for having massive wide receiver talent. They always have been. If Caleb Williams is playing at a Big 12 school... Sorry, I'm going to knock the Big 12. If Caleb Williams is playing at any other school, does he have the same success?
How about you say at Utah?
Okay. Look, if Caleb Williams plays at Utah, does he win the Heisman?
Different system.
No, but look, he's an incredible quarterback. I took Bryn's advice, and I went back and rewatched both USC games. Not at work.
Never.
Busted.
My boss was next to me watching it with me, so it's fine. both games. Caleb Williams is unbelievably talented.
But some of those throws, it's the receivers.
Some of those throws, the receivers are freaking just wide open. But he made some throws that you just go, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that he's not the best quarterback in college football. But to come out, by a mile, actually. Maybe not a mile. But to sit here and be like, he's the most humble young man I've ever heard. Give me a...
The dude's already... Cowherd, the dude is already saying which NFL team he wants to be on.
He's going to pull the, I don't want to go to that team.
Yeah. He has such an ego.
Have fun in Houston. I was just there. It's hell. So have fun in Houston.
So there's the college thing he's talking about. Yeah, he is fantastic. He could win the
Heisman again.
Possibly win the Heisman again. Now, he's egotistical. Come on. Cow turd.
Wrong with being
being confident? There's a difference.
Okay, there's a difference.
Okay, but if I'm that freaking good and I've got NIL money of probably like $4 million, I'm going to be a pretty arrogant prick too.
You don't have to put F Utah on your fingernails.
No, I'm not
going to
do that, but I'm not going to go up. I'm going to be pretty.
But there's a difference. There's a difference between confident in what you are and what you have and being a prick, an egotistical, narcissistic prick.
Can I finish my point?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Why do we do this to ourselves, though? Why do we do this? It's her every time.
I know it. I'm drawn into this every freaking time.
I'm sweating.
You don't feel this way about it?
No, I do. I just
Should we just bag the rest of it?
I just talked about it.
No, say what you were going to say.
There's two parts of it. He's talking about the college and the ego and all that stuff. And, he's... Then he talked about he's better than 75% of the
NFL.
All
right, that's a little extreme.
Maybe. I guess we're gonna see.
Right,
we're gonna see, and we went over the quarterback sizes last time, and so Caleb's kind of at the very bottom of the typical quarterback. He's trying to talk about comparing him to Mahomes, Kansas City, or
Mahomes is.
He's part Josh Allen because of Josh Allen run. This is countered. Watch it yourself.
Yeah, that's okay. What he's
just over there. Just
now. I'm just gonna say it again. I'm gonna get slammed by two fan bases. Mahomes is not the best quarterback in the NFL. Okay, he's
Gary is his name.
His name's Gary.
He is fantastic with Andy Reid and Kelce and the system that he's playing in. But go look at Mahomes' yards
too.
After catch. I don't have the stats in front of me, but the yak yards that he gets, it's unbelievable. Yeah, he doesn't throw down.
He dumps it off to like a running back.
Dude runs 70.
Goes 48 yards, and they're like, Patrick Mahomes.
I'm not saying like he's not good, but he was blessed from heaven to be in Andy Reid's system, because he's a gimmick. They're partly NFL stuff and college stuff, and it just works.
Okay.
But let me just go to Caleb.
Now who else are you going to piss off?
Caleb Williams USC in the fan. NFL.
Imagine if you're a Kansas City fan.
They're hating my guts.
And a USC
but
fan.
But you got to realize I'm a Raiders fan, so there's a little bit of...
But you're still listening.
A little bit of bias.
So Caleb, and all the USC fans are going to come at me. I'm just... He could end up being fantastic. And Cowturd talked about him running and stuff like that and comparing him to other guys. All I'm saying is, if he's going to run in the NFL, he won't have a career. If he can get away from...
He'll pull that hamstring again.
That hamstring might blow.
The same joke.
But
that's good. That's good.
If he can be elusive and make plays, okay. But if his size in the NFL, everybody's... His size are bigger and faster. So he can't run. You won't survive. That's with any QB. And you can't be throwing up prayers in the NFL. Because when he played Utah a few times, and the very thing you said those couple of times, he scrambled and threw up some long balls that just floated out there wide open.
Yeah.
Wide open.
Yeah. And some other games
there's
it was
no
the same
RJ
way.
RJ Hubert playing in the NFL.
Yeah, there is no corners.
I love RJ Hubert.
Bash on RJ.
I'm just saying.
No safeties like that.
I watched the highlights and I went,
oh. He's going to have to stand in there and play like
a regular quarterback.
NFL quarterback. If he can do it, he's going to be fantastic.
Great. Good for him.
There you go. You can hate my guts. Come at me.
I think he's incredible, and I would take him on my NFL team. Like
I'd take him.
That.
But he has an ego. Cowturd. You can't say that he doesn't.
All right, we've said enough of
that. I've
said so much crap now.
I'm not going to say that he's not absolutely incredible. I mean, I've seen him in person twice, and both times I went, that guy's unbelievably talented.
But he's got a big, fat ego.
If the Raiders took him, I'd be over the moon.
But that would just be karma for all of us, and then we'd have to gush all over him.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here, I'm going on record. I'm going on record, SC fans. Now that I've said all that and you're freaking effing at us and all that kind of stuff.
Hit record.
If USC somehow gets to the college football playoff.
Okay.
And they play an SEC team.
Okay.
I'm cheering for USC.
Oh, I was going to say blowout, but...
No, I'm cheering for USC over the SEC.
Ooh.
It depends on the SEC.
No way, dude. I'm cheering for them. I want them. No way.
Look, if it's Alabama, can I... USC.
No, here's why. Here's why. I've had some SEC fans come at us. Brendan, with vigor, that's his word, vigor, and some other SEC fans. You know what?
I can't.
No, man. If,
wow.
I can't
if
make
USC
that
play
right
any
now.
SEC team, I'm all in for USC.
This year, yes. You know what? This year, while they're in the Pac-12, because if USC happened to win, Utah would get Pac-12 money. Or national championship money.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Yes, okay. You do.
Nah, what do you think? Affect my life. But the season ticket prices just still go up, so it's not like it helps us out at all. I can't.
I don't know if I can make that.
I can't make that.
Gutless. You guys are gutless.
Y'all.
Yeah. Well, I would be singing a different tune.
No. Okay. I'll say that with any Pac-12 team.
Any Pac-12 team. Yes.
I'll be cheering than USC, including USC.
Other than USC. I'll no. Be that. I can't.
Come on, man.
No.
Oh, don't come on, gosh. Man. Me. These come on, man. These hypotheticals are just too much. I can't.
Fine. They're gonna go 8-4, so it's not gonna matter anyway.
But yes, if you if
we go back to talking Utah,
yes,
please.
If you need a good mood boost, is what I'm saying. Is just go back and watch the highlights of the two USC games, and man, it makes your day better.
I had a literal chill. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, it was great.
It was the roller coaster of emotions. It was incredible.
I got to do it. I haven't done it.
You
got to
do it. And watching that, you go, oh, we made a lot of mistakes in those games. Utah did, and our defense.
Oh.
Made a lot of mistakes, and I just think they're going to be better this
but
year.
But they also, the defense made a lot of mistakes, but man, they made some big plays.
Yes,
I'd forgotten there was a play where Dixon fumbled
yeah.
in the Pac-12 championship game, and if they had scored on that, it would have been, I think, 28-3 or something, and you're just going.
We fumbled twice in the championship.
Is that the one they ended up going
yep.
on fourth down
they
and didn't make it?
They got arrogant and didn't get it, and then tides turned.
Oh,
see,
good call, Lincoln.
Go back.
And then when Cam just started dialing it, baby.
Lincoln the grill master.
Okay, in his
dude,
defense,
you got to stop with the food pictures.
That second one was tuna.
I understand.
So it's supposed to look like that.
Red.
It still didn't look great.
I bet it was pretty good.
It had to be pretty good.
I bet it was good. He didn't cook that. Come on.
Stick to football.
The guy has, I guarantee he has a chef.
Yeah, for sure.
The guy's making like $14 million a year.
No kidding.
Give me a break.
I would have a chef.
Oh, that's the first thing I would do. If I was a millionaire,
yeah,
a personal chef, first thing on the
personal
list.
Personal trainer.
No, chef before trainer.
Yeah.
You All
were
right,
saying
hey,
chef, so
hey,
then you picked trainer,
I saw this
too.
On Ducks Wire. In other words, this is an Oregon.
Do you just scan the web?
No, someone posted this on our Facebook.
This came
so
up.
So it's thank you to our Facebook group people because you
so
give us content.
This is Ducks. Yep. Oregon Ducks
Oregon
fan.
Oregon Ducks.
Or Ryder, or whatever. It's on Ducks Wire. And the title was, which teams have the highest and lowest national approval ratings in the Pac-12? In other words, what teams are liked and not liked? That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if I can go to, what's the bottoms? Okay, so now, how does the average college football fan feel about the 12 schools in the Pac-12 on a general basis? Obviously, it will differ for each individual, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he comes to his conclusion. Tier 5, Utah U is generally well-liked.
We should be.
We are, see?
We're wonderful people.
We are well-liked. That's his conclusion. Boom.
So suck it.
See, Oregon.
It's a lot of it is Kyle Whittingham, and they mention that in this article, which I don't disagree with.
Hey.
I ran into him in person.
I know.
What happened here? I'm locked up.
His computer froze. I'll tell the story, by the way, while he's trying to figure it out. I was coming back, as mentioned, from Houston, coming across, and there is a 1,000 people at the Salt Lake City Airport Lyft line at 11 o'clock at night on a Monday.
So
it was
weird.
Ridiculous. So I'm trying to weave my way through, and as I come up behind someone of beautiful, flowy gray.
Lovely hair.
I went, that kind of looks like Coach Witt. And then as I come around the corner, sure enough, Coach Witt standing there with his beautiful wife, Jamie. And so I said, you know, I didn't want to bug him. You don't want to bug him. So I started talking to his wife first.
So you bug her.
I bug her. Where are you coming from? You know, they were just coming back from Hawaii, family trip, all that sort of stuff. But it was the day that we landed our 4-star wide receiver, which is a big get. And I said, I don't want to talk football with you. I know you get all the time. I saw we landed this 4-star receiver kid, and he just goes, yeah, we're really excited about this kid.
We need receivers.
I confirmed with him in person that he mows his own lawn. In person. It came up, and he's like, of course I mow my own lawn. Why wouldn't I? He was kind of offended that anyone would think otherwise.
That was me.
I thought that
he probably didn't.
Yeah,
you both said he did.
He was offended.
Oh, shoot.
And it's a push mower. It's not a riding lawn mower.
Is
push
it
mower.
Push?
It's push.
Ooh, that's even more impressive.
He said, he goes, my yard's the size of a postage stamp, so why would I get a riding? And he's a Lyft guy, not an Uber guy, so there you go.
And I'll just say, I don't know if we said this before, but we do have proof.
We do.
We have a photo in our
don't worry how we
possession
got it.
That he does mow his own lawn. It has been verified.
So we have photographic evidence, and we have it
in
straight from
person.
Straight from him.
And straight
yes,
from him.
Yes, he does. All right, keep
I'm
going
to scan. I'm not going to say the rest
also
of the schools.
On
point. I'm going. So it's, Utah is well liked.
I don't know how just he like, does it.
I'm going to the end of the article
to touch him.
Should I should have?
Excuse me, Kyle. Can I just touch just, your calves?
Are you talking? About, you guys are so pathetic.
I would pay you money
no,
to do that.
No,
we,
no, no,
someone
no.
give us super thanks on YouTube to pay James to ask.
Okay.
Kyle Whittingham if he can touch his.
They're
calves.
Glorious. If you've never seen them in person. It's just like mesmerizing.
Okay, so in the duck in this guy's article, we're coming back.
Okay,
gosh,
bring us back to it.
His own team, Oregon Ducks.
They've got five tiers. Is that what?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so gonna say the Ducks are a tier two.
They're tier two, in between adoration and annoyance.
Yeah, that's accurate.
I feel like me myself, I go through that with Oregon. Like, yeah. Sometimes I can't stand them, and sometimes I'm like, okay, I like Oregon.
It depends on who they're playing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it depends on who they're playing, how good
it's
their
the record
is.
It's the same with Washington. He gives the same.
Oh, no.
No, Washington's like
Washington.
A three or four.
They're actually with a bunch of them. But then we come
well,
down
it's an
to.
Oregon site, though, so of course they're going to put Washington.
That's true. That's a decent rivalry.
So the tier one. There's only one in tier one.
Washington Ooh, State.
Who could it be? Oh. I wonder.
Where'd it go?
Well, you don't need it. We know who it is.
Yeah, but I forget. What did it?
Keep going. There you go.
Put your sunglasses.
Tier one. This isn't us. I'm just reporting the news.
From Duck Wire.
USC Trojans. Completely and utterly despised.
Accurate.
I love that. That's a great
okay.
quote. Duck Wire. Approved.
Accurate.
Okay, we're coming to the end here. Two things. I heard this the other day, and I'm going to give props where props are due. I hadn't thought about this. But who I was watching, they were talking about the Big Ten, SEC, and stuff like that. And it got on the topic of the pandemic era. Mm. And the guy made the comment that the SEC saved college football, certainly in that year
yeah.
and going forward, because the SEC said, we're playing football.
We're playing football.
Yep.
And I go, I have to give props to that.
It's a great point.
They did. They said, hey, we're playing. Now, yes. if you recall, freaking Trevor Pat Lawrence 12. Said, I want to play. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields, he goes, I want to play. And the SEC said, we're going to play football. And so what happens, Big Ten? Everybody else
it pushed everybody,
even the Pac-12 reluctantly
kind of came along.
And
but you're right; that's a good point.
They actually did save football. I think college football in a lot of ways. But you know what? It's really an example as to how big football is in the SEC.
Oh, it's a religion,
and it's all about football. And those schools play football to win. They really want to win. When you compare it to the mentality of the Pac-12. At least at the time, is, we're not going to play. And they only hardly got forced to it. And the SEC said, heck with it, we're playing.
Well, they got forced to it because
of the SEC.
Of the SEC.
Exactly. But exactly. And you want to know why they're so good?
Everyone followed suit
it's
after
this mentality.
That.
It's like, yeah. let's... So, from a lot of schools, I guarantee if you were to think of like Georgia, Alabama, whoever, the top schools... They'll go to their administration of their schools and say, don't do anything stupid that would taint our football program.
Yeah. Football is first.
That's a fact, man.
And then family is after that. I mean, it's like football and then my children. I mean, that coworker of mine, good friend, he's from Tennessee. And he, you know, he's just telling me, I mean, it's like Wednesday comes and it's, all right, we're tailgating from Wednesday night to Saturday. And they're playing Appalachian State Technical College. I mean, not even, they're not playing a team that anyone's ever heard of. And they are tailgating from Wednesday through the game. and the city shuts down.
Well, it's true. And we, I know, we bash on the SEC about certain things, but honestly, they are football. When you want to go to a big-time football game, you go to an SEC game.
Hey,
that's even better. Reach. You bring the SEC here.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Bag everybody else.
Full circle. Boom.
Woohoo! Wrap it up, baby. Okay, just one question. This came to mind. This is ask yourself this question. So,
okay.
I could do this as a reel, but I'm going to do it right now.
Okay. You could do
both. Or a short.
We could do both.
So, it's the 4th of July. Yes. And I'm looking out my front window, and the guy across the street was out, and he's from Cyprus, which is Greek. Okay, the gentleman is from Cyprus. He's a cool guy.
Oh, not like the pirate Cyprus.
No, not okay. No Cyprus, the country,
pirates.
The island.
Okay, I couldn't find it on a map.
And he's with his family. He's walking up the street, and he's in shorts. Sort of shorts. They were European cut swimming suit.
Okay.
Just walking in the street?
Just walking up the sidewalk with his family.
Okay, what's the question? Okay.
So the question is...
Okay.
To anybody, James, and would you wear the European cut swimming suit?
A Euro suit.
No.
Or a Speedo. No.
If you had to.
And do you want...
No, if you had to choose between one.
No, they're both... I'm saying they're essentially the same.
No, they're not. If you had to choose one, which would you wear?
I'm bringing them together. If you would have seen what he had on, there may be a slight difference. Fine. I'm just saying, would you wear it? And would you want... Do you like them? And women who do watch, do you like... I mean, honestly,
I'll say this, the Speedo European cut? I did a triathlon.
And what dudes are going to wear those?
And I didn't do the Speedo. Couldn't do that, but it was a brief little tight, and it wasn't terrible. I didn't hate it.
Here's what I'm going to say to all you ladies. All you have to think about is
remember, I was in the pool.
No, is Daniel Craig in his first James Bond movie. Okay. He gets out of the water in the Euro suit, so absolutely, I want to see a dude that looks like that wearing a Euro suit.
So,
you're a pervert.
Hey.
For Daniel Craig, I'm a pervert.
Hey.
I'll tell you what. You give me $1,000.
$1,000.
Give me $1,000. I'll put a Speedo on and walk at Cottonwood.
Hey,
Rec Center across the pool.
YouTube. Let's raise $1,000. Let's raise some money. It's not going to be $1,000. How about $100?
No, I'm saying $1,000. That's the only way
I'll go
it happens.
Cottonwood Rec naked.
Hit
for
our
$1,000.
Hit our super things button and let's get Gary in a Speedo.
No. I don't need that image
in his
in
cool
my
guy
life.
Sunglasses.
No.
So what I'll do? I'll have my Speedo on and my shades.
Just know something, YouTube. If you're watching, just know something. That's not a T-shirt. That's his skin color. So
give me a break. So, look at this dude. You can see through that guy.
If you want to see that in a Euro suit, drop a super thanks.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I want to. Well, yeah.
I'll do
Let's
it.
Let's do it.
I'll wear one. You buy it. I'll wear it. I'm very confident in
my talk
body.
About everything in this seat. We from the hip.
Shoot from the hip.
Right from this. We shoot from the hip.
But here's
well
the problem.
Informed.
We shoot from the hip, but it was all written down. That was a question.
No, that's the point.
No, you have to. Okay.
It's
you
an
have
outline.
To follow an outline. My gosh. All right. Go Utes. Give us a comment. Follow the shorts.
Subscribe. Come on.
Get on Utes. Instagram.
Florida's coming up 6 weeks
before
we take them out. Brendan.
Brendan, my hero.
Brendan, are you coming to the game?
Yeah, he is.
Sweet.
Tailgate, baby.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.